This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, welcome to Saturday night. Welcome to hour number two. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And for those of you in TV land that missed my first hour's monologue, sorry about that. We forgot to flip the switch on. Sometimes that happens. Anyway, we have it flipped on now, we believe, and we are glad to welcome you into hour number two. And I hope that you got all of Gordon Chang and Sarah Parshall Perry and also Bethany Mandel with us in hour one. Great stuff there. And if you miss any of it, you can always go get the podcast for free. We've got the audio version available at SoundCloud, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Audible, all those places you can go and get it. Just look for KMC Radio or Radio Night Live and look for tonight's date. That will get you there. And then if you want to watch this, the video version of the replay, we'll have that available on YouTube and Rumble. Hopefully within the first 24 to 48 hours after the show each week as well. We're still getting used to the new setup, and we've had some problems with delivery to Biz TV in recent weeks, and thankfully we seem to have gotten that straightened out. And Salem News Channel is, of course, off and running. If you're on the Roku device, Salem News Channel is what you want to get. If you're on over-the-air television, look for Biz TV in your market. You can also watch both of those online at biztv.com or salemnewschannel.com. And then again, as I said, the archives we'll have at YouTube and Rumble within hopefully another day or so. Now, having said that, the major story of the day hasn't gone away. The administration may have tried to dump news into the Friday news cycle. It's not going to work. Tomorrow morning on every Sunday morning news program, there will be one discussion, and that is, why are we being so weak when it comes to Russia right now? Now, in the last few days, the U.S. Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, has tried to sound tough. This is what the Biden people think sounds tough. Listen to this. You can choose the path of diplomacy that can lead to peace and security, or the path that will lead only to conflict, severe consequences, and international condemnation. Friends, I need to make something really clear to Secretary Blinken tonight. Putin doesn't care about international condemnation. He didn't care about it when he threatened Ukraine the last time. He didn't care about it when he annexed Crimea illegally. He didn't care about it when he was setting incursions into the Donbas. He didn't care when he shot down the Malaysian airliner. He just doesn't care. And we have a bunch of people sitting in the White House and sitting in the administration right now that believe in some way they're going to, like, impress upon Putin and his gaggle that they somehow have to be worried about what the world's going to say about them. They don't care what the world's going to say about them. They want to be the top dog. They want to be the most powerful country on the planet. They want to be the one that people are actually afraid of. And I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing. My colleague Dennis Prager says all the time, the world is safer when people fear America. That doesn't mean they have to walk around worried we're going to, like, launch an attack on them any minute. But if America is strong and Russia and China and some of those countries know that they're not going to get away with just whatever they want to get away with, then the whole world is safer because of that. You know when the world is really in danger? When we have a feeble-minded gas bag in the president's office that does not know up from down and cannot, for whatever reason, formulate a specific policy that tells Putin, step back. And let me just make this clear. for all the gripes about tweets and attitudes and tones and how much you didn't like the way he handled his interpersonal communication style, etc., it was not Donald Trump that forced the Ukraine to keep a corrupt prosecutor in power. That was Joe Biden. Joe Biden blackmailed Ukraine and said, we don't want you looking into criminal activity, and if you don't put the guy that's on the payroll back on, we're going to do away with $1 billion worth of aid. That wasn't Donald Trump. Donald Trump wanted honesty, transparency, all the rest of it. And let me tell you this. If Trump were in office tonight, there would be no incursion about to be planned by Vladimir Putin. He'd be too worried. He'd be too concerned. He'd be a little bit off kilter because he's not quite sure exactly what Donald Trump would. Would Donald Trump respond? Would Donald Trump hit him back harder than he hit the Ukraine? That's what would be going through Vladimir Putin's head. You know what's going through his head tonight? Let Jell-O Brain eat his ice cream in the White House. I'll do what I want. K.T. McFarland, the former civilian that was the equivalent of a four-star general in under two presidents in the Pentagon, said on my show this week, it's not that anyone's afraid of the U.S. anymore or that they don't like us. It's that they don't even think about us. They don't even, it doesn't even cross their mind that America is not on board. And this is the problem with dealing particularly with Mr. Xi and Mr. Putin. You've got in those two personalities some of the biggest, most maniacal, ego-driven people that we've seen in quite some time. And Trump said, I'll talk to you. We can have conversations, but you're not getting away with anything. And that's why we had sanctions against China. We had a trade war with them. And we had put in place the toughest sanctions against Russia in the modern era. We had told Russia, you're not doing one more thing. You're not taking one more piece of territory that doesn't belong to you. We had given all of Russia's neighbors the military equipment to allow them to, in most part, defend themselves. But tonight, we've got the Secretary of State saying, if you don't play nice, the international community will condemn you. You're threatening the Ukraine, he continued. Let's not forget you annexed Crimea illegally. You launched attacks in Donbas. Illegally, you shot down the Malaysian airliner, not to mention all the other nefarious stuff the Russians have done. Well, we know all that, Secretary Blinken. We don't need you to soft pedal to the Russians the fact that we're aware of all of that. They need to have very clear communication. This is not going to be tolerated, and there will be consequences. Kev, are you arguing for a land war in the Ukraine? No, I'm not. But why can't we load them up with equipment to defend themselves? Why can't we empower them to do what they are dying to do if they just had help from one of their supposedly closest allies? All of these former Soviet states that stepped their foot into democracy and into republican forms of government, representing their people, we made promises to them. We said we're gonna shine that light of liberty and hope and pray that it can burn brightly for many, many years and decades and centuries to come. Joe Biden has made it very clear he doesn't care what happens to the Ukraine. He doesn't care what happens to anybody. If he was halfway, you know, of his wits, he would say, well, look, there's all those Russians that just want to come across the border, and they just want to go live in the Ukraine, and they want to elect people that are favorable to Russians into their government. Normal people would call that a coup. That's what's happening on our southern border. But this is the taking of a sovereign state. This is the threat to do so by Mr. Putin. And I really do fear that the president's non-action here is setting us up for a major conflict, possibly a war. I don't want to be at war. I don't want to go to war against Russia. But how does anyone send the message to Putin that he can't do this? He's taken everything that our feckless State Department, our feckless president, and our feckless leadership, all of the Democratic Party, have said to him, and he's laughed at them. There's no need for me to pay attention to what you guys are saying. You don't have the power to do it, and I'm going to do what I want anyway. Well, today, the White House, very concerned that Mr. Putin is going to do exactly that, told all the Americans to get out sometime before Monday at noon. What's going down on Monday at noon? How does he know a deadline like that? If it's really in danger, shouldn't they just be flying nonstop relief flights to get Americans out as fast as possible? Why Monday at noon? That's another 36 hours from now. Here's the point. I think Joe Biden knows exactly what's about to go down, and he's given Putin the green light to do it. And he laughs at reporters that actually try to ask him about it, as he did in the press conference on Wednesday. I don't know if you caught it, but he actually referred to one of the questions asked about Russia as a stupid question. Says the stupidest man to hold the office of president in the modern era. And by far the worst president that's ever held the office. But supposedly, he had 85 million people. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At TCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And as you know, on Saturday nights, and now weekend nights, because of the Salem News Channel carrying us also on Sunday night, appreciate the dual night coverage there. We have always reserved, at least in the last decade, the second hour of this show to highlight the voices, stories, plights, accomplishments of very gifted and articulate women. And we've called it the Ladies Lounge, and it's one of the places in talk radio, and there are not very many of them, that we have carved out and said, okay, even though talk radio is a male-dominant genre of media, it is a male-dominant produced genre of media, the talent are male, the producers are male, the owners are male, I think we're missing out on a big part of the conversation. And that's why we started this segment many years ago, and have been very, very pleased to have everybody from Leslie Stahl to Megyn Kelly to Molly Hemingway to all kinds of great women that come from all walks of life to be here. Not all of them right of center, by the way. Some of them in sharp disagreement with me on some things. But what I have found is that in having the conversation, we actually are doing a great benefit to those of you listening to it. So I am very pleased to bring back my next guest. She joined us sometime, I guess it was about a year ago, and she was just putting her foot forward. To say, hey, I'm gonna try to run for office. I'm gonna try to make a difference where I am. She's a single mom in Lower Manhattan, and she was running for city council of the city of Manhattan here in New York City. And we are glad to welcome back Jacqueline Toberoff. Jackie, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So the election didn't go the way you wanted it to, and some people, and I've over the years that I've been involved, particularly with women that get into public policy, it's sometimes fun because sometimes moms discover a second wind and they get into activism and they get into doing stuff that makes a difference for their communities and families, and they really take off. And I get the sense that you're not quite done speaking out and speaking up.
I'm not done. I loved your intro because it perfectly segues into exactly what's going on right now with my life. You talk about being an activist. I don't know if I'm necessarily an activist. I don't throw rocks. I don't wear pussy hats. But I am definitely activated. And I think right now what's gone on is the issues that I ran on are more relevant now than ever. Whether it's because of Topple, because of Adams, because of D.A. Bragg, because of city council, including the person that vested me, Christopher Martinet. There is a one-party Democrat rule. Really, it's the left war on women.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to talk about this, and I want to get into it in a touch. For our national audience who may not have a real sense of just how tough it is for women in big cities, you're right of center. You want to have a decent amount of say over your kids' education, over your kids' lifestyle choices, over the stuff that is speaking into your little one's life. And you're in a place that is, for people that are right of center, a pretty dark place. In fact, there's been a lot of people that have just said, it's too much. I can't stay here anymore. I've got to go. I've got to leave. Why are you choosing to stay and fight?
Well, not everybody, including myself, can get up and leave. I'm divorced. Some people are financially tied here. Some people are for work tied here. Scholastically, as crazy as that sounds, tied here. New York City, some people think of as a bubble. It is not a bubble. It's not something that can be written off because of the rest of the country, functioning states and people have to pay for our dysfunction. Whether it is the crime that is metastasizing throughout the nation, you know, the swing states, these urban areas are problem areas. Same thing with the education. It is metastasizing. And whether it's CRT, these unconstitutional mandates, as I said, crime, these are permeating. They are leaving the big cities, and they are really getting into and attacking the suburbs. There's no place to stay.
Well, and I think that the more that we have seen the events of the last year and a half, the more people are coming to realize that. And we did have, at least in the New York region, a new governor appointed. We had a new mayor elected. I think there were some people that were hoping and thinking, pulling for the best, saying, okay, Mr. Adams ran as a candidate who said he's going to be, you know, with law enforcement. He's going to change some things. We're going to get into what he's done and so forth. But I want to stay with you just for a second. The issues that you're facing seem big, and I know I've had listeners from New York City tell me, Kev, I'm just one. I've had women tell me, I'm just one woman. I can't. What can I possibly do? What do you say to those people who would even say to you, well, you ran for city council, but you didn't make it? Like, for the naysayers, for those that don't have confidence, for those that are doubting that there's a place for, you know, them to be involved, what do you say to them?
I say now is the time to get involved. You can no longer be a passenger. There are things you can do. I lost the election, but I won on many different other levels. For example, Chinatown was the only area in Manhattan to flip from deep blue to red. That's huge. I had the highest amount of Republican turnout for the top of the ticket, which was Curtis Lewa and Mayor Adams, that city council has ever had for District 1. That is huge. Yes, I lost, but there are inroads to be made, and we cannot just sit back and watch it get worse. There are mothers, there are parents, there are fathers that are recognizing the Democrat Party has betrayed them, and they are panicked, and then there are independents. They have no place to go. What I want to do is I want to tell you, I want to widen the net, I want to recruit these parents, and there are ways to get your voice out there that don't necessarily mean campaigning in unwinnable districts. We have to get pragmatic. We have to spread the word. We have to recruit. We have to widen, and we have to be loud. And I want to add one other thing. It's really not enough to expect someone else to do it for you. We have to be autonomous. I can't speak for all the parents at my school. That's ridiculous. It's unfair, and it's not going to get anywhere. If 5, 10, 15 other parents speak up, we might have inroads. It's now.
Well, and so what you're talking about is a combination of kind of a pragmatic layout, but then also being strategic in the activism that's there. And I know that for people that are in heavily blue areas, and we have some people, those of you watching tonight in Los Angeles and Chicago and Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. and Detroit, Baltimore, I know that there's discouragement, that you feel like you're never going to be able to overcome this. What Jackie's telling you is that there is there's definitely an opportunity, and it's more attached to how you carry out the road just in front of you, and the team that you recruit too. I mean, I think that's a big part of it, Jackie. I know one of the things that you really relied upon in your campaign was you didn't have a big budget. You needed foot soldiers, and you needed people that were willing to go door to door and pass out flyers and talk to people.
So New York City is really interesting. It is a different animal. Campaigning here is not like campaigning anywhere else. Put COVID aside. You have non-doorman buildings, you have doorman buildings. We are amidst a real crime spike. It's not abstract. It's not a perception of fear, as Mayor Adams says. It's real.
Let's pick up on that as we get to the other side of this break. Kevin McCullough, it is the Ladies Lounge on Radio Night Live. Don't.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government is now sending weaponry to Ukraine as part of the first shipment of security assistance to defend against a possible Russian invasion. President Biden recently directed the shipment, which arrived in Ukraine on Friday night. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, Switzerland. Both agreed to continue talking, but didn't reach any other agreements. Blinken was aiming to de-escalate the tensions near Ukraine's eastern border, where Russia has amassed around 150,000 troops, according to estimates, and Lavrov sought guarantees that Ukraine wouldn't be allowed to join NATO, which Russia says would pose a security threat. Lavrov said on Friday that Russia has no immediate plans to attack Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back to Saturday night, Sunday night, if you're catching us on the replay or on the late night release for Biz TV, Salem News Channel, and other places. We are grateful to have you with us. And in the ladies' lounge tonight, Jackie Toberoff making her follow-up. This is her sophomore appearance. She was with us in a debut about a year ago, running for city council, and she's back. And Jackie, I've watched through your social media. I'm a huge fan. I love the energy and enthusiasm and the gusto with which you're relentless. You're just not backing down, and I don't know if you can bottle that and export it to other people, but if you could, at least by way of motivation, what would you say to other people that say, I tried but then I got discouraged?
No way. Try harder. This is your life. This is literally your life. This is your family's life. Try harder. It's really not that hard to speak about what's going on because it is so in our face here in New York City. I know you have a national audience, and people do not realize how terrible things are here in the five boroughs.
Well, along those lines, let's get straight into your most recent piece. You wrote a piece called The Left's War on Women. I think it takes a special kind of person to write this piece, because if I had authored such a thing, people would say, well, what would a conservative bald white guy from, you know, wherever know about it? But you're living it and you're seeing it every day. So what is the left's war, and how are they propagating that war?
Firstly, there's an attack on the nuclear family. Parents, mothers are being replaced. We are meant to believe that the school knows better than us on our children's bodies, on our children's minds. No way, never happening. Parents need to hold the line. Then there's a safety element here. Recently, Mayor Adams, you know, he's always oscillating. He can never give a straightforward answer about anything. First, he said that there is a white supremacy problem here in Manhattan, in New York City. False. That is not true. It's dangerous to even put that forward. We need to be united, and we need to be realistic in what's going on here. The second thing he said, which was so galling to me personally as a woman, is he said it is our perception of fear. I've been nearly attacked 4 or 5 times. I think I told you about them the last time I was on, since June 2020. Every single woman I know has either witnessed or been a victim of some sort of attack.
Wow.
I wasn't hurt. These other people weren't hurt, but we witnessed them. I ride the subway sometimes 6 times a day to do school drop-off, to do pickup. It's unsafe. And women are not going to go back to the workforce if they have to commute under these circumstances. Then you have D.A. Bragg, who has bragged about de-incarceration and just really not arresting anyone, subverting the law.
Well, he's not only done that, he's issued a memo to his department saying these are the crimes that I'm going to prosecute and these are the ones that I'm not. And, you know, the region's most celebrated criminal justice attorney, Arthur Idala, has said, spoken out, and he would usually oppose the prosecutor, usually be on the other side. He spoke out earlier this week and said, no, that's wrong. If you're the DA, your job is to enforce the laws as they sit on the books at the time you are elected. You don't get to selectively do this. This is a pattern too, by the way. We're seeing these DAs do this in a number of cities across the country, and it's kind of a Soros is funding them, but it's kind of a left-wing progressive kind of wet dream to, I guess, let criminals not pay the price for their crimes. I don't understand how that keeps their kids safe. I mean, leftist kids bleed too. They die too. They get robbed too. I don't understand that, but that is kind of, it seems like that's what their goal is.
Well, we've discussed this. The biggest proponents of defunding the police are with police protection. They have private security. They live behind walls. So it's baloney. I think one of the uniting messages is, or at least a truthful statement, every single person wants to feel safe, whether they are white, black, Asian, or man or woman. Everyone wants to feel safe. Every parent wants a quality education for their children. I don't know how we've gone so far askew that we are making these right versus left platforms. This is something that every single person honestly wants.
Well, you would think so, and you would also think that the left would understand that things like voting integrity matters, and, you know, the president is trying to push through this idea that he needs to federalize all elections and do away with voter ID, when even black Americans, 8 out of 10 black Americans want voter ID to be the law of the land. We are speaking with Jackie Toberoff, and we're very pleased to have her with us. If you miss any of this conversation, by the way, the podcasts are always available at SoundCloud.com. You can also get them on Apple, Amazon, Audible, Spotify. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough. Don't forget, tonight in the music spotlight, Lauren Daigle comes back. We debuted her brand new single for the Redeeming Love movie that's coming out this weekend in the first hour. But she's got a follow-up, so that's coming up next when we are done with the Ladies Lounge tonight. Jackie Toberoff is back with us. You can follow her, by the way, on social media, and I know she would appreciate the follow. Jackie, I mishmashed your social media handle last time, so give it to us straight. So we make sure we get it right.
Okay, go to Instagram. I'm super active there. It's Jacqueline for NYC. That's Jacqueline for NYC. Very active, and I respond to every single comment. And then I get.
And I attest to this. She is active. You will, if you follow her stories, you will have a bunch of them every week. But friends, don't rush past them. They are full of good stuff that you need to know about. Anyway, I interrupted you.
Well, there's no shortage of what's going on to comment about here. That's so true. It keeps coming. I mean, I limit myself because I could be on there all day. There's so much stuff going on.
Yeah, and then you wanted to add something else.
Yeah. So one of the things, you know, again, as I was running and then as I was losing, I was thinking about ways to best serve the community and what the real issues are and what comes most authentically to me as a mom living in Manhattan and really, again, tapping into what I initially tapped into, which are the parents who are bringing in the wins, whether it's Chinatown, whether it's New Jersey, whether it's Virginia. Parents are the groups right now that need to be really shown some love. And I started this group. It's called parentsrising.net. You can go to the contact page. I would love to get your information. I'm going to read you. The mission statement is, the mission of Parents Rising is to create a network and infrastructure for parents against CRT and unconstitutional mandates in schools, as well as shape policy and work with political candidates and those in office, ensuring our parental rights are maintained and our children are protected. You had asked me early on how people can get involved without necessarily running for office. This is a way. We cannot silence our voice, and we cannot take a backseat. We have to get even louder.
I love that. Something Rush Limbaugh used to say all the time, actually, when he was early on in his career, and that is when the left tries to shut your speech down, speak louder, because that's the best tool we have to fight back. I am curious. You've talked a lot about CRT. The other thing that really kind of drove the Virginia elections last year, CRT was part of it, but they also had this kind of inane, crazy sex gender kind of agenda that they were pushing on students, and it actually ended up with a child committing an assault against another child, because who would have thought that if you had boys in girls' locker rooms that you're going to have a problem or something? And I say that completely in sarcasm, because I think average, normal, everyday common sense people, Jackie, look at that and go, well, why would anybody approve something like that? But it is in these liberal pockets in these big cities that have these weird progressive bents where that kind of stuff is happening. Are you going to take on the gender agenda, for lack of a better term, as well with the Parents Rising?
Yeah, you know, I think about the reason why these schools in these liberal pockets really reject parental input is because they know parents are overwhelmingly against this agenda.
Yeah.
We send our children to school because we want them, number one, to get a core curriculum, and number two, we want them to be able to get into higher education, not get groomed, not be taught activism, but to learn how to prepare themselves to get a job. That's really it. It's basic. So there is a reason why schools across the board are rejecting parental input. It's because we're not interested in what they're pushing.
Yeah. Well, and they've had a very kind of arrogant response to all this. In the Virginia elections, you saw it come out a lot. The school boards there were saying, parents don't have a right to tell us what to teach their kids. And then that kind of inference was picked up and kind of parroted by Biden and Harris directly. I mean, you've got from the very top, and of course the teachers' unions, they're all on board saying, parents are useless. They're not part of the educational process. And the way I look at it, I don't care if I send my kid to public school, private school, parishioner school, homeschool, wherever they are being educated, it is my job as their dad to make sure that what they're learning is what they need to learn, and making sure that that education turns out right for them. And that doesn't mean I have to be in the classroom 8 hours a day, but it certainly doesn't mean that I'm not going to be aware and monitoring every single thing that they're getting.
It's actually worse than what you said. We were labeled domestic terrorists.
That's right. I forgot about that.
What do you do to domestic terrorists? Really? I mean, we should think about that. What do people do to domestic terrorists? Is there anything that's off the table? I mean, physically, legally?
Yeah.
So they have opened up the floodgates to really legally and physically punishing concerned parents. That is a sick place that we are at right now.
All right, so if people want to sign up for Parents Rising and get involved, where do they go, and what should they expect once they sign up?
Go to parentsrising.net, go to the contact page, give me your information. There's going to be a whole group of, we're going to have weekly chats, we're going to have Zoom meetings, education, we're going to have policy shaping, it's going to be a support network, it's going to be infrastructure. It's really to give us, we have skin in the game naturally, it's to now put that into policy.
Yeah. I want to be part of this organization with you, and I want to bring legal resources and some other things to the table, because when parents do, and I think this is why your group is going to be so vital, when parents do have an issue flare up in a certain school, we're going to need to, like, when everybody shows up at once and starts singing a song, what do they call that? Flash mob. We're going to need to flash mob these cases, because that's the only way these school districts will pay attention is having the extreme heat suddenly is just bearing down on their bare foreheads, and at the end of the day, nobody wants to be sweating that much.
There is going to be a portion of it. We are exploring fundraising for legal representation.
Yeah. All right. Lots to get to. And, Jackie, I'm so proud of how hard you campaigned and worked. I was sorry that you didn't win, but I sure am pleased to see the intense effort that you're giving, because you're not just doing it for you or even for your daughter. Your parents are going to be benefited because you stayed at the task. And that's what we need. We need parents that have the vision and can stay there. So thanks for all that you're doing.
Thank you.
You got it.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Com.
Once again,
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, she's got a new film that's in the theaters this weekend called Redeeming Love, that one of her songs is the key soundtrack tune for. But welcome back once again to tonight's Radio Night Live. Here's Lauren Daigle and Hold On to Me.
Sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.